Talk 1260 KTRC, now streaming online at santafe.com, keyword talk. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via santafe.com, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there, and welcome to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite all of you to join us at 1550 Sipapoo Lane, a terrific three-bedroom and energy-efficient home in the Kachina Ridge community, right off of Cerrillos Road and just minutes from downtown Santa Fe. And when you get here, you'll be able to take a tour of this particular house and other special new construction homes, enjoy some refreshments, enter a drawing for a fabulous restaurant certificate, and benefit from all the interesting commentary offered by my special guests. So drive on over to 1550 Sipapoo Lane in the Kachina Ridge subdivision, and only a short drive from the Santa Fe Plaza. Just take Cerrillos Road, turn at Avenida de las Americas, and make a left into Kachina Ridge and follow all of the Sotheby's International Realty open house signs. Hosting today's open house, who I will be introducing in a few minutes, is one of the hardest working and best known people in the business, my Sotheby's International Realty broker colleague, Darlene Street, and in a role that many have tried but few have mastered as well as my special co-host today, Mr. Steve Raymond, Santa Fe Area Manager of Fidelity National Title. As always, my friend, nice to have you back in the co-pilot seat.
Such a pleasure, Ray. Thanks very much for inviting me to be here, and I want to encourage our listeners to come out. I know this property. I know this neighborhood. I lived very close by. This is a bargain and a half. This is a great place to live in Santa Fe.
It is, and you know the builder, Art Sproul, very well, and you also know Darlene very well, so many reasons to stop on by here again at 1550 Sipapoo Lane. We have a number of other special guest commentators offering some very useful information during our open house program here today. And before we bring them on the air, we invite you to go to our website and actually check out all the companies who provide an array of services offering value to you. Go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and discover all these useful resources. So with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the 1260 KTRC studio, and Braden, my very talented technician here at 1550 Sipapoo Lane, I want to kick off the show by introducing the smartest mortgage broker I know, Mr. Ron Blessy, broker owner of Home Buyers Mortgage. Welcome to the show as always, Ron. What do you have for the listeners today? And before you answer that, what do you think of this house?
Well, I'm going to talk about that immediately at the beginning of my segment here. A recurring theme that I've been talking about for weeks now is that now is the time for a buyer to enter the housing market because of historically low interest rates combined with low housing prices. This house is a prime example of that. The finishes, the LEED certification, all of the various aspects of this property for this price is just amazing to me. How it's being done, I don't know, but it's great. This is a great property.
It's magic by Ms. Darlene Street and Mr. Art Sproul, and
we'll let them
explain that later on.
Okay, great. So Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, and VA offer programs to qualified borrowers with low down payment qualification. Fannie and Freddie can still offer up to 95% financing with mortgage insurance that enables borrowers with less than acceptable reserves to buy a home such as this. The qualifications for these loans are a little more stringent than they used to be, but they're still these programs are still available. Excellent credit, job stability, small reserve requirements will get the job done. FHA is the most aggressive program that's available to borrowers, with credit scores as low as 620. This program requires monthly mortgage insurance for the life of the loan. In addition, it does require an upfront mortgage insurance premium that's based on the loan amount, purchase price, lender qualifications, et cetera. And now this program only requires 3.5% down, which is amazing to think about a property like this, to put that little in. And it is backed by the government, So it's a government-backed loan that's guaranteed in the event of default, but it should not be construed as government-backed subprime lending, because there still are stringent requirements, and it's up to the underwriter to look at the overall package and make sure that it's going to pass muster. Fannie and Freddie will allow credit scores down in the mid-600s, so if you're putting down 5%, 10%, 15%, you can obtain a Fannie Mae loan and under that set of circumstances. But based on your credit score, that's going to determine what rate you'll actually get in the end. MI companies that insure these loans may provide coverage at lower credit thresholds, but again, they will actually underwrite the file in addition to the lender underwriting the file. And the maximum amount that can be borrowed in any of these programs is $417,000. So as we've discussed in the past, getting pre-qualified is the best way for a prospective buyer to know how much they can borrow. Knowing your comfort level for monthly housing expense will enable you to seek out the home of your choice. There are maximum debt-to-income ratios that's set by Fannie Mae that will set the limit for a borrower's loan limit. This ratio is based on gross income, not net income. So my job is when I interview somebody, even though they may qualify up to 50% of their gross income, I have to make sure that I'm not putting them in a loan they can't afford. So all things considered, again, this property at this price point, there is a variety of loan programs available out there, very conservative 30-year programs that are a real bargain for the borrower.
And a very good summary, Ron. I'm just curious, Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title, are you seeing more of these types of loans coming through the door at Fidelity National Title when you settle?
Well, the interesting thing about that is, I mean, yes, we are, but interestingly, we're seeing types of loans and varieties all over the chart. And so a lot of people are still getting creative. A lot of people are coming back with a different product. One of the things I'll speak to what Ron said and Homebuyers Mortgage is they have the full range of products available. So whether it's an FHA or some sort of government housing, whether it's VA, and Ron, I know you do that as well, the full range of products is available. You spend the time with Ron and his teammates at Homebuyers, and let them find for you the best protection, the lowest down, and the most affordable loan for this kind of property.
And Ron said something that's critical from the standpoint of real estate brokers, and that is to get pre-qualified before you actually start looking for a property. It's a waste of time for everyone. I just have to be blunt about that, so we encourage people to do it. It's a good step, and it actually allows you the opportunity to sit down with professionals like Mr. Ron Blessy, the smartest mortgage broker in town that I know of, and I know a lot of them. Anyway, of Homebuyers Mortgage.
My head is beginning.
It's swelling just like your arm, your right arm. Yes. Anyway, he had surgery a few weeks ago. Thank you so much, Ron. I appreciate you doing your commentary.
My pleasure.
I want to shift gears now and actually welcome my Sotheby's International Realty broker colleague to the show, and that would be Darlene Street, who is not only co-hosting the program today with Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title, but is also the listing broker here on the property. And she's getting all geared up here. And, Darlene, thank you so much for – I got to turn it around a little bit. Where's Braden? Can you hear? There you go. Good enough?
Yeah.
All right. That's Darlene Street. Darlene, let's frame for the listeners – what this house is all about, why they should be here today for the open house, and some of the things from your standpoint as the listing broker.
Well, we are going to have a drawing at the end of the day for people who show up and give us their card. And we have a great gift certificate to a local restaurant. So come by and see what we have here and enter the drawing. We just need to get a copy, get your card or your phone number somehow, contact information.
Right.
And this is just, as Ron was saying, this is a prime example of why it's a great time to buy, because you could have never thought to get a house like this for around $300,000 in the past.
Yeah.
And it has a wonderful view of the mountains, Sangre de Cristo Mountains, beautiful granite, really lovely upgraded appliances and cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great house that in the past someone would have come to me and said, well, I want to spend around $300,000 and I want granite and da-da-da, and I would have been thinking, okay.
Yeah.
But now, you know, here we are.
Now
and
it's
really,
yeah.
And it's very accessible, too, and very close. It's just on Cerritos Road, right behind Denver Mattress Company, kind of.
Super 8 motels right down there on the road, too.
Yeah, but you don't know any of that's there when you're back in the subdivision.
Yes,
because
of
it's very private,
yes.
And very, you know, I'm looking at trees all around right now, mm-hmm. And I don't see any buildings or any signs of Cerritos Road at all.
No.
Yet you can walk over to the Genoveva Chavez Center,
mm-hmm.
And it's surrounded by an arroyo, which is lovely, you know, for walking your dog or.
Steve Riemann of Philly National Title, we know that the south part of Santa Fe is the big growth area. This particular subdivision, Katrina Ridge and Arch Sproul and what he's done here, is no exception to why people want to move to this part of town. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I want to agree with that, Ray. And, you know, I know this neighborhood. Angie and I owned a home just across from Genoveva Chavez, close to the rodeo, which you can see from this neighborhood. Love the Arroyo de los Chamisos. It reminds you of living along tramway in Albuquerque, the ability to bike, the ability to walk your dog, get some exercise in the privacy of the Arroyo de los Chamisos. That is an unbelievable asset to this particular community. We used to walk to dinner over at the restaurants that, as Darlene points out, are within walking distance, but not within visual distance, just used to love to play out in that arroyo, and that, as an advantage to this home, with the siting of this, this neighborhood is phenomenal. It really gives you great value here.
So you have a great house. Arch Sproul has put in all the amenities that, as Darlene Street was saying just a few years ago, you could not expect to get for a property of $300,000 thereabouts. Great location, views of the mountains, close to all sorts of restaurants, quiet, no thorough streets here. I mean, once you come to Katrina Ridge, you might not see another car for a long time. So all sorts of reasons to actually consider this as a great community. And go ahead, Darlene.
And I should say that they're starting at $218,000. So, you know, really,
even
the price
better.
Point, that's the most expensive.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
And Arch is a super great builder. And can build something. He has other lots in here, so he
right.
could build something custom. You could get whatever you want. And you can start as low as $218,000. Now, that's really terrific. And you're really much closer to town than some of the subdivisions that are, you know, further out by the community college and places like that.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation and bring on all of our other special guests, including Arch Sproul, the designer builder of this property here at 1550 Sipapu Lane. Come on over here, take a tour of the property, enjoy some refreshments, enter a drawing for a fabulous restaurant gift certificate. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking mountain views, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each home site offers access to recreational options including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com or call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. Discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
It slices. It dices. With razor-like edges that never need sharpening. It's not a blender. It's not a set of steak knives. It's Car Windshield. And now, it can be yours. Here's how. Next time you're in a car and the driver's driving recklessly, simply say nothing.
That's right.
Let them change CDs. Let them text other phones. Ignore that little voice in your head that's trying to warn you. And you too can experience Car Windshield. Passengers who have tried Car Windshield agree. It's a smash. Car Windshield may not be for everyone, as it can lead to severe side effects and even death. Please consult your physician after you've experienced Car Windshield. Passengers who wish to avoid Car Windshield can do so by following simple steps, like trusting their instincts, speaking up, and telling their friends to slow down.
In the real world, there is no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up.
Act now. Paramedics are standing by.
This has been a message from the Ad Council. For more information, go to youarethespokesperson.com.
Talk 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 1550 Cipapoo Lane, a beautiful house that is very energy efficient with lots of amenities. It's located here in the Kachina Ridge subdivision. Simply come down Cerrillos Road, whichever direction you're coming, and go on to Avenida de las Americas. Follow all of the Sotheby International Realty signs to Kachina Ridge, and you'll see the big Hutton Broadcasting truck out in front. We invite you to come on over here, tour this property, meet all sorts of people that are professionals in the business, and Steve Reiman of Philly National Title is my guest co-host. He's going to talk about who's actually in the house today. But more importantly, take a tour of this lovely home, meet the builder, designer, Arch Sproul, who we're going to introduce in a second, enter a drawing for a fabulous gift certificate at a local restaurant, and I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to be here. It's a beautiful day, great day to be looking at real estate. So with that, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management, with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. I now want to introduce one of our special guests who I have referenced several times since we started the show, and that is the designer-builder of this and other new construction homes here in Kachina Ridge, Mr. Arch Sproul. Welcome to All Things Real Estate, Arch.
Thank you, my friend.
We had you on the show last week, and you sort of gave a, sort of a tease about this remote broadcast, talking about this property. Before we get into this and what you've actually created here, and I want to invite Steve Reiman to jump in at any point on it as well, I want to ask you, Arch, how you got into the design and build business of residential homes.
Well, I've been working in construction since I was 16. First job was pushing concrete when I was a very, very young man. And then I'm from Virginia, and I used to remodel and restore old historic homes there.
Uh-huh.
And so moved out to Santa Fe. I've been here since 1979, had multiple properties that I've done over the years here.
And you actually have a company called The Virginian, and you were saying during the break the reason why is?
The reason why is if anybody remembers the old program, The Virginian, it was from a book written in the early 1900s about a man who had honesty and integrity and came to the Wild Wild West. So I thought, I'm from Virginia, and I have honesty and I have integrity.
So. You do. And Steve Reiman, this gives you an opportunity of sort of a pitching that right up from Mr. Sproul to talk for a moment before we talk about the property, about all the collection of professionals who are here today and all the integrity that they bring to the process.
That's very true, Ray, and not only integrity, but professionalism, high value. This is an interesting relationship with people. I've known Arch for a number of years now, and I always knew he's built a real fine quality home, one with the LEED certification, et cetera, that, to capture the economic gains of the future and economic troubles of the future and mitigating those. But it's nice to see Ron Blessy here. It's nice to see Darlene Street here. Darlene and her team have typically been associated with perhaps higher priced properties, but to bring the value of those higher priced homes into a price point that Arch can actually assemble
right.
is a remarkable proposition here.
Yeah.
We're talking about really high end Santa Fe people affiliated with a house that you can get into at $300,000. Now that is just mind boggling to me. It really is. This isn't shortcut Joe building homes. This is Arch Sproul building a high quality property. Sotheby's bringing their expertise in, etc. And you just see a wonderfully valued home and a wonderful value proposition in a price point that's like mind-boggling.
It is. And just to remind everyone, as Darlene said at the beginning of the show, there are also properties within this Kachina Ridge development that she's listing that start at $218,000. So a lot of reasons to come by here to see value, great efficiency. And I also should add, Steve, that you're one of the consummate professionals in the trade, just to pass the compliment back to you. We also have Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency here today. He's going to be on the show shortly, as well as our very good friend, the interior designer, Annie O'Carroll. So lots of good professionals for you to meet today. Come on over here to 1550 Sipapu Lane and take a look at all of the amenities in this property. Arch, with that, I'm going to let you sort of about this house.
Well, not just this house. Kachina Ridge, we have 51 properties. We've just finished our 51st home, and that one is a LEED certified. It will come in at platinum, which is the highest rating you can get on a home. And my people that have worked for me, many of them have been with me for about 10 years now. I run my own finish crews. We usually do 1 to 2 to probably up to 4 high-end homes in the community as well. And it's the same finish crew that you see on my lower-end homes are also the ones that do the million-dollar-plus homes as well.
We have a pretty sophisticated audience, a lot of people that know real estate. But talking about LEED certification, a lot of people know what it is. They know it's important. But for a moment, won't you underscore the significance of this property having that kind of certification?
Well, I've been building solar homes now for about 25 years. Started out with passive solar homes, and it's an entirely different concept. When you get into LEED, there's a lot of hoops you have to jump through. I mean, it's a tremendous amount of things, from everything from how you deal with the materials, how you deal with water, how you deal with waste. Everything has to be documented. And so it's something that I've had to even train all of my subcontractors in. The plumbers have to think in a different way, where you only have a certain amount for your loops on your radiant, things like that. And this one that is I've done 2 of them now, which are coming in on the platinum. We have 10-inch walls. We have so much insulation in these homes that you could actually heat it with a hairdryer.
And we're going to be demonstrating that later today. Did you want to set ours?
Okay. My wife is sitting over there right now with
Steve
a hairdryer.
Steve Reamer wants to chime in.
Ray, the LEED certification for leadership in energy and efficiency design is a technical acronym for that. And it does speak to building it right, building it tight, ventilating it right, and providing for, as you say, super low energy costs, great efficiency. You know, as we look at the energy costs expected to rise over 10% in the next couple of years, they've gone up over 50% in the last decade.
Yes.
The energy efficiency is at a top. NAR says that 87% of consumers now are highly interested in energy efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
80% of the future home builders need to be considering this and do consider this as a part of their purchase proposition. So, you know, Archer's right on track with this. LEED is the preeminent certification system. We've seen a couple others come and go and fade in and out.
Right.
LEED seems to be the one certification that will continue on into the future and probably be the baseline for all the other attempts at it. But this is a home that will reduce your energy costs, as everyone knows nowadays. A penny saved is a penny earned. And so with people looking at diminishing incomes or income situations, if we can save money by getting in the house, heating it really super efficient, and saving our lifestyle costs, that's like getting a second job.
Arch, I don't know if we can improve on that good summary, all the reasons why LEED certification makes a big difference. And I only have about 10 seconds, so you don't have a lot of time to say. But and if you want to leave one last message with the listeners today about why they should be here.
Well, it's not just it's also the comfort of the home. We have what's called heat recovery ventilation systems in there. So what I found with this house, this is the second one we just did, is that once you reach a certain temperature level, it'll stay almost year-round. And so, like, for instance, on the roof of this house, we have a commercial-grade roof, which is a light, it's a TPO, and it reflects the heat from the sun. Plus, we've got R50 in the ceiling. So that house is so comfortable, even in the hottest day of the summer or in the coldest day of the winter.
Hold those thoughts. I'm going to have Arch Sproul come back here at the end of the show and sort of summarize some additional reasons why you should come today to 1550 Sipapu Lane here in Kachina Ridge. My producer, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with some other professionals that are joining us on the program. Stay tuned.
Hi, it's Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard Sundays at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. I can help you find that perfect home. So to schedule a free and confidential meeting, call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Scrub down the floor. My aching joints don't jump no more.
What's the matter, pal? When did you become a spectator? Get up and dance. What's that? Your head says yes, but your sore joints say no way? Oh, I'd like you to stay on the sidelines, pal.
Stumble up the stairway, shuffle down the hall. These aching joints are sore.
You don't have to take joint pain sitting down. For sore hips, knees, shoulders, elbows, even ankles, wrists, and back, new treatments and surgical procedures can restore joints and help get you back in the game.
Your joints don't jump no more. Your joints don't jump no more.
To find out how to keep healthy joints healthy and make sore joints feel good again, visit orthoinfo.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons.
The joints ain't sore no more.
I still got it.
It only takes one click for everyone to see, for the rumors to spread, for your parents to find out, and for you to regret the pictures you posted. Anything you post online, anyone can see. Think before you post. Visit cybertipline.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Talk 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 1550 Sipapu Lane in the lovely Kachina Ridge community. Come on over and join us. It's right off of Cerrillos Road, just to make a turn at Avenida de las Americas. Follow the Sotheby International Realty signs around to Kachina Ridge. And join us here at 1550 Sipapu Lane. You can tour this property. There are two other properties on tour right in this community, literally within steps of this house. You can enjoy some refreshments. You can enter a drawing for a fabulous gift certificate to a local restaurant. And you can meet a number of professionals who are part of today's show. Before we go back into the program, I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. Again, that's 984-2700. I also want to take a moment to remind you that Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center is well known as a sophisticated and comprehensive acute care hospital serving nearly 300,000 people in north central New Mexico. The 268-bed hospital gives cutting-edge technology, has a long-standing commitment to recruiting and retaining high-quality physicians, and offers a variety of medical specialties. With more than 5,500 surgical procedures performed each year, Christus St. Vincent also experiences close to 60,000 annual patient visits. For more information about the wide range of compassionate and high-quality care offered by Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center, please go to their website, www.stvin.org. That's www.stvin.org, or call them at 505-995-8800. I now want to welcome Mr. Vince Marciano, the marketing manager with Saks Insurance Agency. As always, Vince, welcome to All Things Real Estate.
Thank you for having me, Ray.
Well, we always enjoy having you do a remote broadcast with us. Steve Riemann is my guest co-host today. The three of us have partnered up along with Ron Blessy on several occasions. Are we going to do this well into 2012, would you like to?
Absolutely.
Okay. I take that as a commitment. There'll be a little invoice in the mail for you. Just kidding.
Check in the mail.
Excellent. Thank you. Anyway, Vince, just to remind everyone, I like to call it your sweet spot is Homeowner and Condo Association Insurance. Saks Insurance provides a number of of policies for people, but that's what your real specialty is, and you've done a great job of talking to people in the past about condo association insurance. Let's focus right now on what a homeowner association insurance policy would entail, because we're sitting in a homeowner association to be.
Certainly. What you're going to look at in a homeowner association policy are three things, essentially. You're going to look at a property coverage for whatever property elements there are, whether it be landscaping, irrigation, clubhouse, any type of amenities that you have on the association. And considering what those amenities are, especially if there's a water, a pool, a hot tub, a pond, if there's any type of water component, you're going to want to make certain that you have a high enough general liability limit matched with an umbrella limit. So it's the general liability and property. But what we're seeing here today is it's incredibly important to have a directors and officers policy that has specific coverage for the developer or owner of the association when they're acting on the board.
Yeah, and in this particular case, Arch Sproul, the designer-builder, is playing a large role in the management, again, until he reaches the critical mass. So this is very important to get these ducks in a row before the association is actually formed.
Absolutely.
Vince, I didn't ask you yet. What do you think of this house, by the way?
It's a beautiful home. Yeah. And it's my first time back here, but I was just I was overcome by how quiet it is.
Yeah. Well, that's the very efficient, the energy stuff, the stuff that Arch was talking about in the last segment. Steve Riemann, we've worked, as I said, with Vince on many occasions. He has such a nice way of delivering his information, doesn't he?
He certainly does. And one of the good things about him is that you'll offer the whole range of products that we need to think about, not only just you know, isolated instances, but thinking about associations, thinking about being a director and officer of association. I was an officer of a homeowners association just down the block for a number of years, and yeah, there's some serious liability involved and all that sort of stuff, and we frankly didn't think about our own exposures. And so it's nice that Vince can come in from a different perspective and talk to us about the various exposures or liabilities we might have and take care of
them. And one of the nice things is that he brought his son Vincent with him today. And Vincent's on his iPhone, I think. He's communicating with his friends, telling him how good a job his dad's doing on the radio show. So good job, Vincent. And thank you for joining us today. Vince, I got about another minute or so. Any other thoughts you want to leave with the listeners about homeowner association insurance?
Sure. It's not all price-driven.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to understand what all the risks are. We live in a very litigious community and society overall, so we want to make certain that there aren't exclusions in your policy where you aren't going to have coverage, and you know, in particular for the directors and officers.
Right. Well, I think Vince Marciano, again, has hit it right out of the park. Steve Riemann, we appreciate his commentary as always.
Absolutely, and as an insurance representative, I mean, title insurance also is an insurance product. And so I understand that, you know, it needs to be a product that isn't going to hide behind its policy and say, oh, no, you're not covered for this, or you're excluded on that, or you're exempted from this, and all the rest of that nonsense. You know, we try and represent an insurance company for its true value, and that is making sure that people are indemnified for the losses that they might incur. So Vince does a good job with his group.
Absolutely. That's Vince Marciano, the marketing manager with the Sachs Insurance Agency. If you want to find out more about the products that Sachs Insurance offers, go to our website, www.allthingsrealestateradio.com, and right there prominently on our homepage, it's a big logo of the Sachs Insurance Agency. Click on it. But if someone wanted to call you today, Vince, what's the best way of getting a hold of you?
490-0182.
You going back to Los Alamos?
We are.
Vincent, your dad, did he do a good job? Thumbs up? Okay, very good. Anyway, Vince Marciano, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
it. All right, with that, I'm going to let sort of move our technology around here a little bit and bring in the very well-known, you don't have to rush, Annie, but the very well-known interior designer, Annie O'Carroll, to join us. I'm going to string this out in some conversation about this property. How's that? And you can put the headsets on if you want to. Annie, as always, it's great to have you on All Things Real Estate, particularly when we do these remote broadcasts. You can give her a hand here. Headset thing is turned around the wrong way.
Oh.
There you go. All right, just a little technology moment here. Okay, there you go. All right. Anyway, You know Darlene Street very well.
Yes, I do.
My Sotheby's International Realty broker colleague. You know Mr. Riemann sitting across from you.
Yes, I do.
And you know Arch Sproul, I understand.
I do.
So, Annie, you know everything. Tell me about what you know about this house.
I know everything. Well, first of all, I before we talk about the house, I do want to just say something about Arch, because I have had an opportunity to work with him on a project in Las Campanas that he took over for another builder, and he does have honesty and integrity, and I think that that's very important in these times, and I would feel 100% committed and pleased to own a home that Arch designed and built.
Very good.
I want to start with that.
That's excellent. Arch maybe wants you to cut it off right there. You don't have to go any further. That was a great testimonial. No, Annie, seriously, Annie, you've walked around with those interior designer eyes. What do you think of this house?
Well, I think it's great. I think it has a very intimate feeling. I think that, again, I think that's been said on the show that it's very quiet back here. I had no idea this was... I knew it was back here, but I didn't know it was so large, and that its location to the Chavez Center is great, and you can walk, and you've got views. I'm sitting here looking at the mountains through the kitchen windows. The finishes are really high quality and neutral, so you really can put your own stamp on the interior design of this house. But the spaces have a nice quality, and the floor plan's very livable and great. And I love the patio that it wraps from the kitchen into the living room. So you've got a nice outdoor space.
Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title brought this up earlier, and Art Sproul, the designer-builder, referred to it, and that is the LEED certification associated with this property, the energy efficiency issue. As an interior designer, are you finding more of your clients are actually mentioning those as issues that are important to them?
Absolutely. I think it's the responsible way to go, and there's a lot of interest and a lot of education that we're all doing to give things that quality, give houses the LEED quality, and even in interior design and fabrics and in wood species and everything, it's more and more at the forefront.
Uh-huh. Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title, again, we've done so many of these remotes with Annie O'Carroll, and she has a great way of sort of framing for people out there that are not professionals like us in the real estate trade and are just buying a house. She has a great way of sort of putting it in perspective for people that as they walk in here. I especially think for first-time home buyers, it's a great perspective. Don't you agree?
Oh, that's absolutely right. When Annie walks in the house, she walks in as the owner.
Uh-huh.
And you can see her in her mind's eye sort of where she wants to hang this or here she wants to hang that and how she wants to use textiles or picture or whatever else to bring the best out in the house, which is a wonderful perspective because, some of us look at it from much more of a pragmatic approach or something.
Exactly.
But Annie walks in as if she just wants to adore it and love it, and she just wants to start moving in, and you can see her doing that in her mind's eye. It's fun to watch.
Oh, thank you.
Now, this house, Arch has done a great job, and he's actually furnished this particular property where he uses this as his office. There, as you have pointed out on countless occasions, it's a taste-related issue when it comes to interior design. Just a few thoughts about if the buyer was walking in today, and we know that he or she's going to be here, write a contract with Darlene Street. Any suggestions you might make to them about, what they would want to do to figure out what best to design in the property?
Well, I think anytime, I start with a project, it's always with a furniture plan so that you have the scale right, the scale of the furnishings. And this is about 1,500 square feet?
About 1,600.
1,600 square feet. So I think that's, to me, where you start, is anytime you look at a house, you really see scale and harmony and balance, I think, first. It's the first thing that you walk in, and it either feels right or it doesn't. And, of course, it's always fun to start from the beginning and just kind of let your imagination go and compliment what's already been chosen as finishes.
Uh-huh.
But with the flooring and the wood flooring and the granite, and it's just got really very nicely appointed.
Yeah, and one thing I think Arch probably put into his design thinking was how much light there is in here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a sunny day. But lots of natural light coming in here, which I know as an interior designer is always critical from your perspective, right?
And it's private enough that you really wouldn't have to do anything if you didn't want to on the windows,
mm-hmm.
Which is nice. I don't think you'd have sun issues or privacy issues here because it really, the way that it's sited, it just sort of in integral to the design has the, some privacy to it.
Well, as always, very useful observations coming from Annie O'Carroll. And if you want to talk to Annie about your own interior design needs, simply go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. Right there on that homepage is Annie O'Carroll's logo. Click on it, and that'll take you right to her. Annie, thanks so much for being on the show today. We always value your input.
Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's coming around the corner.
Very thankful to be on the show for almost 2 years.
Well, I'm thankful more than you're thankful. How's that? Anyway, Annie O'Carroll, thanks so much. Gino Thompson, I'm thankful that you're back in the studio because we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. Thanks so much for being there, and stay tuned. We're going to have some more special guests on the program. Stay tuned.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do Washington a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA, America's Wireless Companies, and the National Safety Council.
Host, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. In this current real estate market, you need a good partner to help you navigate the complexities of the process. So to schedule a free and confidential meeting, call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 1550 Cipapoo Lane in the beautiful community of Kachina Ridge. We invite you to come on over here, take a tour of this house, tour two additional properties that are actually available within walking steps of this house here in Kachina Ridge. Again, come down Cerrillos Road, go on Avenida de las Americas, look for all the Sotheby's International Realty signs. It'll take you right to Kachina Ridge. Join us here, enjoy some refreshments, enter a drawing for a fabulous restaurant gift certificate, and meet all the professionals that are here today offering terrific commentary. Before we go back into the show, and as you know from the sound of that music, we have reached our Open House of the Week segment brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. And between now and January 30th, Wynn Home Inspection in Santa Fe is running a customer appreciation drawing with the chance to win an iPod Touch or one of 20 $250 gift certificates. For more information and to enter the drawing, go to their website, www.wini, sort of Winnie, so www.winnie.com, that's winnie.com, and good luck to everyone that takes advantage of that. Steve Rehman, my guest co-host today, before we go back into our last segment here and let Art Sproul, the builder-designer, talk about this terrific property, you had the president of Fidelity National Title in New Mexico just like a week or so ago, didn't you?
We did indeed, and actually he's president of Fidelity National Group, which actually owns Fidelity National Title. We own Chicago Title. We own Alamo Title, Safeco Title. Actually, six of the top seven brands in this industry all come from the Fidelity Group. We're very proud of that. We had some, we were complimented, frankly, we're one of the higher performing divisions of the company, and we were pleased to announce that we actually now control 50% of the market in the state of New Mexico.
Wow.
So, and in the title business, that is almost unheard of.
Yeah, it's incredible. And again, just to remind the listeners that Fidelity National Title is the number one title insurance company in the United States, maybe even globally. I don't know. On the moon, too, probably.
Yeah, well.
Everywhere that there is a structure, if there are structures up there, Fidelity National Title is here. I think there's one other thing, too, which I hope I'm not taking any fire away from what you and I are going to be doing, but we're actually going to get your president on the radio show. We're going to interview him at some point, you and me. Is he up for that?
He is up for that, and we've had a number of conversations, and I've actually tossed him a few questions to make sure he doesn't stumble too awful bad on the radio. He's a great guy, and the whole Fidelity team is very, very pleased to be a part of their team. Fidelity was just announced as the number 388 company in the Fortune 500, the only title company that approaches the Fortune 500. So we are really, really proud of what we've got going on, and I'm just grateful to be a part of it. You know, you want to make sure that homeowners are given the value and the value-added proposition that they expect in professional real estate services today, and I'm very grateful to be part of the Fidelity team to offer that.
Well, and you're a credit to the company, and I'm sure that has a lot to do with the fact that the gentleman has agreed to actually come on All Things Real Estate. We're honored to have the president of the Fidelity National Title Group, you know, the big cheese of this big corporation, to actually grace our program. So,
and with a name like Randy Quirk, you know it'll be a slightly offbeat interview.
Okay, well, I can't wait. We'll have that down the road at some point. Anyway, Steve, I want to bring back our good friend Art Sproul, who has very kindly let us broadcast from 1550 Sipapu Lane today, the remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate. Arch is the designer-builder of this and several other properties here in Kachina Ridge. Arch, we've got about 5 minutes or so. I know, Gino, you're looking at your clock and thinking differently, but I'm going to measure it from my clock here. Arch, with that five-minute time frame, why don't you give the three highlight points you want to leave with the listeners about this property and why they ought to skip on over here today besides entering a drawing for a gift certificate?
Well, I really believe that we give you unsurpassed quality at an affordable price. Kachina Ridge, we have 51 houses that we've already built here, and of those I have 20-some different designs. And we do so much in a house that you don't normally see. We've always exceeded code. For instance, even on the smaller houses and some that I built a couple of years ago, 2x4 would be 16 inches on center. We're doing 2x6 walls. We always have insulation.
Can I ask you back up for a second? Why would that be significant to someone? That you're a builder, so tell me. I'm a layman. I don't know what that means.
Well, if you're going to have a 30-year mortgage, you want the house to last 30 years.
Okay, that's a good reason. Very good.
You know, what it is that, you know, you don't want to have cracking. You want to have the house has to be structurally sound. We do things that you don't see, like, for instance, insulation between the interior rooms for sound transference. It's something that I find for livability is very important. You don't want to have guests there and someone flush a toilet and everybody's going, oh, my God.
Somebody's in the bathroom.
Yeah, right. So that to me is very important, and we put so much emphasis on that, putting in wiring to the walls. We always put we bring all the wiring to a central point, all the things like TVs. We do things to the roof if you want to add a dish or whatever it may be, and we always think in terms of future. If you want to add alarms, we always add central points for that as well.
Uh-huh. I want to add, too, that standing right behind you, Arch, is our other colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, Mr. Phil Hansen, who is very graciously doing one of the houses today here on the open house, and also joining us is Mr. Tommy Gardner of Sotheby's International Realty. So we're heavy with brokers today. There's no reason why you shouldn't come here. Also meet Darlene Street, who's the listing broker of this beautiful property. Steve, I think it was Vince Marciano alluded to something that Arch just alluded to, and that is how quiet these structures are. I think that's significant, particularly when you're in a, you know, you might thinking, well, off of Cerrillos Road, it's got to be noisy there. Well, it isn't, first of all, in this community. But the house itself, even if it was noisy, which it isn't, You won't even hear what's going on outside.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very comfortable, a very quiet environment. You know, the home that I owned in this neighborhood, I spent thousands of dollars extras to have it wrapped in insulation and have new windows, et cetera, to try and capture a warm and comfortable and quiet environment. Archer's got that built in already. You know, one of the Archer's done high-end homes. He's certainly done historical renovations. And when the green codes came out for Santa Fe City and County, many of the builders just opted out and looked for another way to make a living or another way to continue their careers without building new homes. Arch was never challenged, never threatened by the new codes. In fact, they were part of his homes before. He exceeds them in most cases right now. These are houses that when the new certifications roll out in 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 years, Arch will say, well, got that,
yep,
in a house that's existing today. And so you're buying a futuristic home to the extent of the LEED certifications, et cetera. Find it right here in a wonderful, warm, and cozy place. Good for you, Arch. Really proud of you.
Yeah, and a credit to you and, again, your company, the Virginian. Your design and build activity is well-known, well-respected in the community. Arch, I have about a minute left before the show actually ends, so we want to leave any other thoughts for the listeners today?
Well, it's this neighborhood. It's a real jewel. Particularly the second phase, it's an island unto itself. It's surrounded by arroyos. It has the game and fish, so you have plenty of open trails, open spaces. You're walking distance to the Chavez Center. This is becoming the new heart of Santa Fe. All the restaurants and everything is moving to this portion of town. You're within minutes of anything. So it's a wonderful neighborhood. You come out here at night, you'll see people walking around with their dogs and the kids and the baby carriages. It's very quiet, and there's no crime here because it's virtually unknown.
Uh-huh. Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title, you're seeing a lot more people that are buying properties here in the southern part of Santa Fe. They're coming through your shop all the time, aren't they?
They are indeed. You know, this opportunity here in Kachina Ridge, we're looking at either a move-up market for those that want a higher quality product. We're also looking at those consumers who want to scale down, who have owned the bigger homes, but now because of the future and they want to be able to scale down a little bit, this is a great opportunity. Ray, I'm going to take one additional visit. At one moment, I just want to throw a shout-out to the Realtor of the Year, Colleen Deering, mm-hmm, at Coldwell Banker. The Santa Fe Association of Realtors just had their dinner the other night, awarding the Realtor of the Year award to Colleen Deering, the Realtor Associate of the Year, or Realtor Affiliate of the Year, to Pam Trujillo, mm-hmm, at Community Bank, who does a wonderful job supporting the realtor community. And we gave out a Lifetime Achievement Award to David Barker, Barker Realty, who has continued to be a real leader in the industry for years. So I want to give a shout-out.
Well, and all well-deserved. We're a small community here. We honor all the folks that are part of this real estate process and working very hard, so congratulations to all of them. I want to thank my Sotheby's International Realty broker colleague, Darlene Street, and home builder, Arch Sproul, for letting us broadcast from this open house event here at 1550 Sipapu Lane, located in the Kachina Ridge subdivision off of Cerrillos Road, which all of you are invited to attend. Thank you, as always, Mr. Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title, for bringing your A-game to the role of co-hosting the show today.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, interior designer Annie O'Carroll, and Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency, thank you for also being a part of today's show. Gino Thompson, my producer, and Braden, my technician, as well as Kate, Debbie, Mike, and John at Sotheby's International Realty, thank you for giving our loyal listeners a terrific program today. Lastly, thank you for tuning into the program. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.